Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
There are police officers here investigating, gathering evidence of what happened yesterday. People are closed-mouthed, they're tight-lipped, they don't want to talk. The person we came across was doing his washing. When we tried to talk to him, he even left his washing room and went to his room saying that he doesn't want to talk to us. He doesn't want to talk to the police officers, just in case people ask him what he was talking about. That's the information we got. Speaking to the police, they are saying that the investigations are still on. There were about 20 people who surrounded that house and started firing. There were 9 people inside the house. 4 died and 5 were seriously injured. Amongst those, there were women who were also in the house, but they also they managed to escape. Spoke to the police, they said that they've ruled out any rivalry between hitmen.
You spoke about ruling out the possibility of this being a rivalry between hitmen, and we do know that hostels in KZN have been generalized as a pretty dangerous place. How would you describe this area in terms of such incidents happening?
Guamashu Hostel, it's a very hostile place. It's a place where hitmen usually stay. In the past years, we've seen and heard about shootings of 5 people at the same time. Apparently this weekend, there was another shooting at the hostel where 2 people died. So it's a very hostile and violent place. Even us, we had to make sure that the police officers were there before we can even get out of the car. And when we were out, we did what we had to do, and we made sure that we were out and out of the area so we would be safe, because it's a very close-knit community. When we were entering the place, everyone was looking at us because the car is unknown. Apparently, they know each and every car that goes inside in that hostel. So when we were going inside that hostel, you can see that people were curious as to what we were doing there after the shooting happened. And even when we were asking people where the shooting happened, you could see that they did not want to talk to us. A lady who was doing her washing at those containers, when we asked her, she just pointed, it's down that part. And when we asked, can we go in the car, she just kept quiet and spoke to the other lady who was next to her. So you can see that if there's any shooting that happens, people don't want to talk because they are also scared that if they talk, those people will come to them.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.